In this bulletin, Victoria records another 5 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. The European Union's Medicines Agency approves the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, and Ash Barty says she's fully fit for the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Victoria's COVID-19 cluster has grown to 45 cases with the detection of another 5 locally acquired infections. More than 56,000 tests were conducted in the past 24 hours and some 21,600 vaccine doses were administered. Victorians have been told not to leave home except to shop for food and essentials, to provide or receive care, for exercise, work or study, or to get vaccinated. Victoria's Health Minister, Martin Foley, has also urged people who visited around 150 exposure sites to come forward for testing.
Can I use this opportunity to encourage everyone to check those exposure site websites and see if they have visited any of those? As a result of this, people variously in Epping, Wollert, Dandenong, Craigieburn, and a number of other related suburbs will be receiving text messages today advising them to do precisely that.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has highlighted the need for a global vaccination plan to control the pandemic. He's also expressed anger that while rich countries have vaccinated a large majority of their populations, lower income countries are struggling to do the same. He says better funding for the COVID-19 Vaccines Global Access Scheme, or COVAX, was essential to combating the pandemic.
There is anger now. I've been talking to heads of state, I've been talking to mayors, I've been talking to, people in the business community, on the civil society, of African countries, of Latin American countries. There is anger. There is, people do not understand. How is it possible that they are left behind when they see that in some rich countries the majority of the population is being vaccinated? Mm. And this anger can be very dangerous in relation to future international relations. Mm.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa says the African continent cannot wait in the queue for COVID-19 vaccines any longer. The comment came following a meeting with his French counterpart Emmanuel Macron in Pretoria. President Macron says he supports lifting the barriers to preventing Africa from producing its own vaccines, but says the immediate priority is increasing the supply of vaccines to Africa. President Ramaphosa says Africa has waited long enough.
We cannot continue to wait in the queue for life-saving COVID-19 vaccines. We are waiting in the queue and we are tired of waiting in the queue. We want to be at the front of the queue.
The European Union's Medicines Agency has approved the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. Individual member states now get to decide if they want to offer the vaccine to children. The United States and Canada approved Pfizer for teenagers earlier this month. President Joe Biden has announced his first annual budget proposal with a plan to spend $7.8 trillion. The budget includes spending on infrastructure, education, and combating climate change. But his plan needs the approval of Congress, where Republican Lindsey Graham calls it insanely expensive. Republicans in the United States Senate have blocked an attempt to set up a commission of inquiry into the Capitol Hill riot. 5 people, including a police officer, died in the riot when Donald Trump supporters stormed the Congress on the 6th of January. In opposing the bill, the Republican senators pointed to the fact that the riot is already being investigated by congressional panels. Democrat Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says their opposition is out of fear of Donald Trump and their prospects in next year's midterm elections.
Donald Trump is a bane to our democracy. And unless people in his own party stand up to him, it's bad for the party, it's bad for those individuals, but most of all, it's bad for the country.
In tennis, world number one Ash Barty says she's fully fit for the French Open as she chases her 2nd Grand Slam crown in Paris. Barty has been recuperating over the past 2 weeks after retiring from the quarterfinals at the Italian Open with an arm injury. But he says she has no issues doing media interviews during the tournament. She explained her attitude to the media after Naomi Osaka declared that she won't be doing interviews during the tournament to protect her mental health.
In my opinion, press is kind of part of the job. We know what we sign up for as professional tennis players, and I can't really comment on what Naomi's feeling or on her decisions that she makes. But at times, press conferences are hard, of course, but it's also not something that bothers me.
And now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 19 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 18. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 14. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13 degrees. Canberra, morning frost and partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Sydney, similar conditions, 18. Newcastle, a few showers, 18 degrees. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 22. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, more humid and mostly sunny, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.